Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, September 25th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of industry and manufacturing news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Q&A with Clemens Stockreiter, founder and CEO of Recircle Solutions. Clemens Stockreiter, founder and CEO of Recircle Solutions, brings over two decades of global leadership experience in finance, operations, and business transformation. Recircle is not just diverting waste, but repurposing it into new products with measurable nutritional and environmental value. Their Ontario facility operates as an industrial nutrition facility, analyzing inbound shipments to create optimal feed formulations. TraceOS technology provides full traceability for organic waste streams, helping companies meet California's SB 1383 requirements and track emissions reductions. By transforming waste into high-value animal feed products, Recircle contributes to the circular economy by regenerating value at every step. Partnering with Recircle means creating revenue-generating assets from waste streams, demonstrating innovation and circular economy leadership, and delivering superior environmental outcomes.
Datalec Precision Installations to exhibit at Data Center World Singapore. Datalec Precision Installations, a global leader in data center solutions, will exhibit at Data Center World Singapore 2025 from October 8th to 9th at Marina Bay Sands. With a focus on precision and innovation, DPI offers M&E engineering, connectivity design, bespoke manufacturing, and more. Executive Vice President Peter Cole and the leadership team will showcase DPI's capabilities, aligning with global standards and regional needs. Discover how DPI is shaping the future of data centers at the event. Learn more at datalecltd.com.
Network news breaks: ES Gold Corp. OTCQB ESUF. Featured in Network Newswire editorial on gold market outlook, ES Gold Corp. traded on the CSE under the ticker symbol ESAU and on the OTCQB under EUF has been featured in a Network Newswire editorial discussing the current gold market outlook. The editorial highlights gold's strong performance and potential for further price increases, emphasizing opportunities with junior producers like ES Gold. The company's Montauban project, with secured permits, funding, and near-term production potential, positions ES Gold as a compelling growth story in the current gold cycle. ES Gold's focus on clean mining and exploration innovation, along with its capital-efficient, high-margin model, sets it apart from ETFs and larger producers. For more information, visit ES Gold's newsroom at the provided link.
Investor news breaks: Lahontan Gold Corp., LG, OTCQB LGCXF, exploration plan enters NEPA review. Lahontan Gold Corp. announced its exploration plan of operations has entered National Environmental Policy Act review by the U.S. Bureau of Land Management, with a draft environmental assessment already completed. The company signed a contributed funds agreement to provide funding for additional BLM personnel, potentially expediting the review. CEO Kimberly Ann stated the plan supports staged drilling of over 700 holes at the Santa Fe Mine Project, enhancing opportunities to expand gold and silver resources. Lahontan Gold Corp. is a Canadian mine development and mineral exploration company with top-tier gold and silver exploration properties in Nevada. The flagship Santa Fe Mine Project has a past production of 359,202 ounces of gold and 702,067 ounces of silver. The company plans to advance the project towards production and update the Santa Fe Preliminary Economic Assessment. Why thieves target catalytic converters and how to protect your car. A catalytic converter is a device found in car exhaust systems designed to prevent toxic pollutants from being emitted to the environment. Its structure is coated with platinum group metals that act as catalysts, triggering chemical reactions to transform pollutants into safer byproducts. the ongoing concerns about the rampant theft of catalytic converters show that companies like Platinum Group Metals Limited, that focus on mining rare minerals, stand to benefit from the increasing use of these devices. Platinum Group Metals Limited NYSE American, PLG PTM, eyes strategic opportunity amid growing defense demand. Platinum Group Metals Limited, listed on NYSE American as PLG and on TSX as PTM, is strategically eyeing opportunities in response to the growing demand in the defense sector. The company is focused on developing the world-class Platinum Group Metal Waterberg deposit in South Africa. Platinum and palladium are increasingly crucial in modern defense technology, from hydrogen fuel cells in armored vehicles to high-performance electronics in advanced aircraft. With the Waterberg project, Platinum Group Metals is well-positioned to supply platinum, palladium, and associated metals for defense and industrial applications. The latest developments can be found in the company's newsroom. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.